It is January 7th. We are less than a month away from the Iowa caucus, just a little bit more than a month away from the New Hampshire primary. So the 2016 election campaign is certainly heating up, as you just heard from the CBS News report. Where do things stand right now? Joining us from Raleigh is Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. They just did a survey of voters in New Hampshire. Tom, thanks for joining us and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Aaron. Great to be with you.
So in New Hampshire, where do things stand when it comes to the presidential race?
We continue to find Donald Trump leading the way there. He's at 29%, and that gives him a 14-point lead. Marco Rubio second at 15%. Chris Christie and John Kasich are tied for third at 11%. Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz are tied for fifth at 10%. And nobody else has more than 4%. So you have six different candidates in double digits in New Hampshire.
This is turning into one of those races on the Republican side where you've got Donald Trump and then you've got all of the rest of the candidates sort of competing with each other for the anti-Trump vote. Is that what we're seeing in New Hampshire? Is that the reason why Trump's in the lead?
Yeah, it's really a four-way split between your sort of establishment candidates in New Hampshire between Rubio, Christie, Kasich, and Bush. They're getting 47% of the vote to only 29% for Trump, but because they're splitting that 47% of the vote pretty much evenly four ways, that's why you have this situation where Trump still has a pretty big lead overall. We looked at some sort of alternative iterations of the field. For instance, we looked at what if it was just Trump, Rubio, and Cruz, only one of those real sort of establishment candidates. In that scenario, Trump's lead over Rubio is only 2 points, 36-34, compared to the 14-point lead he has with the full field. And we tested Trump head-to-head with some of the other Republicans, and, you know, certainly there's no chance it's going to be a one-on-one contest by the time it gets to New Hampshire. But Trump trails Rubio, for instance, by 12 points, 52-40, if you have to pick just between the two of them. But the problem for the people who want to stop Trump is that the people who like Trump really like Trump, whereas your sort of more mainline Republican voters are really evenly divided between a bunch of folks.
Do you see Trump's support dissipating or decreasing at all?
At least based on these poll results, it's unlikely. We asked people, are you firmly committed to your current choice, or is there a chance you're going to change your mind between now and the primary? 68% of Trump's voters said they were firmly committed to him, and that was higher than for any other candidate. It was 63% for Cruz, 58% for Bush, and then down to 46% for Rubio, 40% for Christie, and 34% for Kasich. So not only is Trump in first place, but he also has the supporters who say that they're the most likely to stand by him. Of course, there's always been a question throughout this whole thing about whether as voting time gets closer, people are going to get a little more cold feet about voting for somebody who has quite so outspoken a personality as Trump. But at least when you just sort of look at the numbers, it's shaping up very well for him.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, publicpolycypolling.com is the website. You can get all the latest numbers from New Hampshire as well as other surveys across the state. Tom, I know New Hampshire often differs from the nation as a whole. This is a state on the Democratic side where Bernie Sanders is doing a lot better than he is nationally, and I know that's still the case in this survey. Do you find this sort of dynamic on the Republican side replicating itself nationally where Trump might be doing really well as long as there are six other candidates in there, four other candidates in the race dividing that establishment vote? And if later on down the road, as we get into those later primaries, like North Carolina, for instance, if some of those candidates dropped off, is that what we might see as we get into this primary cycle, that Trump wins those early primaries, but then someone else emerges later?
Well, it's definitely a situation, as you say, where the fewer candidates there are, the more trouble Trump's in, because he's going to get his 30% or whatever, but he doesn't have that much of an ability to really build up to something a whole lot larger than that. One thing that was interesting on this poll was, in addition to just asking straight up, who are you going to vote for, we asked about each candidate, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them? On that metric, Trump is only the eighth most popular out of the 12 candidates in New Hampshire. So, again, it's not that many Republicans really like him. It's just that the ones who do like him are all supporting him, whereas, for instance, somebody like Marco Rubio, there's a lot more Republicans who like him, but people who like him also like some other candidates and maybe prefer them for the nomination. One thing that's going to be really interesting to look at is some people think that part of the reason that Trump is so appealing is that he's winning, and that that sort of the fact that he's leading in the polls sort of has a case of just reinforcing itself, where Trump got ahead and now people want to support him because he's the winner. So where that becomes maybe an issue for Trump is, what happens if he loses Iowa? Does he sort of lose some of that appeal because he's not getting that sort of front-runner support than he had been before? And what's really interesting in New Hampshire, if Trump does lose Iowa and it derails his momentum, is that if you look at the second choice of his voters, 37% of them say their second choice would be Ted Cruz. Only 10% of them say their support would be Marco Rubio, and then nobody else is even in single digits. So one way that I could see this all unfolding that would be sort of interesting is Cruz wins Iowa, where he's ahead in most of the polls now. Trump supporters get sort of demoralized. Cruz has the momentum. Cruz maybe ends up winning New Hampshire, too. And if Cruz wins Iowa and New Hampshire, he sort of goes from maybe having a 25-30% chance to having more like a 70-80% chance to win the nomination. So that'll be an interesting phenomenon to watch.
Is that your prediction, or is it still too early for predictions at this point?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely still too early for predictions. I mean, the best thing that I would remind people about with that is Rick Santorum, 2 weeks before Iowa in 2012, was polling at like 7 or 8%, and then ended up winning Iowa. He made up all that ground just in the last 2 weeks. So there's still a whole lot of stuff that can happen. We're at least in the right year now, finally, and it's certainly getting closer, but we do know from historical precedent that things can change a whole lot, even just in the last few days before the voting starts.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, you can get all the numbers at publicpolicypolling.com. What about the general election matchup? I know Hillary Clinton is still sort of the presumed front runner in the Democratic race. Bernie Sanders doing better in New Hampshire, of course, but not nationally. Where does she rank among the GOP candidates?
We did a national poll right before Christmas looking at how Clinton matched up with all the Republicans, and it's really extremely close. We found that they were all within an average of 2 points of each other. There was only one Republican who actually led Hillary Clinton. That was Marco Rubio at 44-43. But when you look, for instance, at Clinton against Cruz and Trump, who certainly seem like the two leading Republican candidates right now, she's only up by 3 points against them, 46-43. I think a lot of Democrats are sort of walking around gleefully hoping for Republicans to nominate Trump or Cruz with the thought that that'll just give Democrats an overwhelming advantage for the general election. And that's not really true. I think we're kind of looking at a close election no matter what happens, because certainly it's true that Cruz and Trump are quite unpopular with the overall electorate, but Hillary Clinton's pretty unpopular with the overall electorate as well. So definitely at this point looks like we're headed for a race where voters aren't that crazy about either of the people who end up as the nominees.
And then finally, I looked down the survey and saw you polled voters in New Hampshire, not just on who they supported in the primary and the general election, but also where they stand on certain issues. 27% of GOP primary voters say they support the Oregon protesters, the Bundys, who have taken over the federal building. 39% are opposed. 20% of GOP primary voters in the state say they think Obama is going to take all Americans' guns away during his last year in office. Is that something that you're just seeing in New Hampshire? Or is that something that we're seeing nationally, too?
This is the first place we've polled it, but I'd imagine with President Obama's executive order on gun control this week, we'll see some more people expressing that sort of sentiment. Although I think that there was one finding in this poll kind of interesting that people should know about. We asked these Republican primary voters what they think about expanded background checks on gun sales, and over 70% of Republicans in New Hampshire said that they support that, 71-18. So I think if you look at the actual measures that President Obama took on guns this week, the public supports them, but there's also a segment of the public that's just so anti-Obama that they're not going to pay attention to the specifics of what he did and sort of have a emotional reaction just to the general sense that he did anything.
And I know the headlines are always different from the actual details of any story, and I know you see that all the time where, do you support Obama's actions on guns? Well, people will say no, but do you support this action, this action, this action, this action? People will say yes, and those are the actions that he took.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. That's very true with the gun issue, where people say they are opposed to gun control in general, but then when you ask them about the specific things, they say they're fine with that. And it's a similar deal with Obamacare. Obamacare has become a lot more popular overall now. But what we were finding even in 2010, when it was very unpopular, was when you actually asked people about the individual components of Obamacare, they said that they liked it, but then they just disliked the package because it was Obama. So that is one of those things where there's a lot more nuance to what people think about things than to just say this is what people think about guns or this is what people think about healthcare. There's sort of some complicated and sometimes contradictory results within the details of those things.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Check out all the latest numbers from New Hampshire as well as other polls from other states earlier in the election cycle. Iowa caucus coming up in less than a month. New Hampshire primary on February 9th. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.